Hi, my name is Jack. I'm a believer that struggles with people pleasing, low self-worth, and anger. When I hear myself say people pleasing, it sounds so simple, like it would really not have any consequences. But most every other sin I struggle with, I can relate to people pleasing, because I'm always trying to make people happy. I always thought it was my responsibility. The more I tried, the more difficult life became, though. As a boy, I had a lot of fun during the summers. My friends and I fished and camped and went swimming in the creek and pretty much did whatever we wanted. It was a fun time. I also did some things with my parents, brothers. I went to school and church. I loved people, and I liked to help them. I liked to hang out, to work. I was easygoing, and I liked to have fun. Though my life seemed normal to me, there were things I experienced that were not. My dad was unable to control his anger and was emotionally and physically abusive. I would be on the receiving end of it many times. He whipped me with an old, worn, thin, frayed alligator belt. It would tear the skin as it struck me. Sometimes I'd have cuts on my back, sides, legs. The cuts took several days to heal to the point that my clothes would not stick to them. I could have no response to that. I could show no emotion, no anger, no tears. The next day it was like it never happened. Nothing was ever said. I learned to stay out of the way or to do whatever it took to make him happy. The difficult part was not the physical. It was the anger. It was the emotion that was hard to deal with. Home was not always a safe place to be. At school, I did not learn well. I was slow, turned my work in late, and it was usually poor quality. This brought more anger along with ridicule from my teachers. Our house was next to a church parsonage. One of my earliest experiences with people from church was getting too close to the preacher's car on my bike. He came out of the house angry, yelling, slapped me across the face so hard it took me a few seconds to get my senses back. I was just glad I had not touched the car. In my mind, I had to keep everyone happy. The things said about me, the anger directed at me, and the inability for me to keep people happy left me with no self-worth and an emptiness I could not resolve. This would be the beginning of me taking on the anger and the sin of my father, that my father had, and that his father had, and that his father's father had. In the seventh grade, it was in the seventh grade when I started thinking more about God. But my experiences were unable to help me with my restlessness. I even said I would be a preacher. Still no peace. I started smoking pot a short time later. I smoked through the ninth grade. Still dealing with no peace, and now some anger with it. In high school, I learned I was good with my hands, good at math, and good at solving engineering problems. I went to work, I made good money, and my bosses liked me. It felt good to get some positive attention. I rarely went to class my senior year, and I traded work for passing grades. I graduated. It was 1978. I had learned to manipulate life for myself. After high school, I began drinking and many other things to escape my pain and emptiness. staying busy seemed to help. Out of nowhere, I made an on-the-spot decision to fulfill my commitment to preach. So I went to school. I was trying to quit drinking and learn to preach at the same time. That was a little odd. I did stop drinking, though. I dealt with it a few more times in my life. I was working very hard for God's love and to keep Him from getting angry with me. I just could not understand His love for me. I could only understand His anger, and I feared Him. In May 1979, I met the most beautiful girl with the sweetest, quiet spirit. She's very loving and kind, and I had no idea how much I would need that. We were married in February 1980. I quit school and went back to work full time. We had two boys. I had a good time with my family. I love my wife. I love my sons. I promised myself I would never allow my wife or my sons to go through what I went through as a boy. I was always hurting and empty, and I didn't know why. That and the normal stress of life were not a good mix. I was angry, and my anger was getting worse, and I was getting mean. I was still trying to make everyone happy, but I was out of control. I would throw things, break furniture, scream, yell, fight with people on the street. During one of my rages, my older son looked at me, breaking down with fear in his eyes and tears running down his face. Crying, he said, "Dad, I'm scared of you. I'm afraid of you." I had broken a promise to myself. I had become the same as my dad. I was not physically abusive, but I was mentally and emotionally abusive, and I was crushing my family. I could not forgive myself. I begged God to keep my sons from having to live their lives with the same pain I have had to live with. Please do not let me hand this down to them. In 1997, I became a believer, and I was trying to work on my anger. I did not want anyone to know how I was. I did not want them to know the depth of my sin or my pain. I went to church, but was still alone for the most part. I helped others, and I prayed for my family and friends. My son had a friend named Bonner who hung out at our house a lot. I grew to love him like one of my own sons. I prayed for him regularly, even though I was going to church. I had been hurt and eventually stopped going. I moved away from people more and more, talked less and less, until I just didn't talk at all. I pretty much just kept to myself. I've been married now for 25 years. My wife showed me kindness, love, and forgiveness. Really, all I wanted to do was to be able to give my family a happy life. I did not know how to do that. I was out of fixes. I had no more ideas. I loved my wife and sons, but I was passing on to them the same thing my father had handed to me. I was broken, loaded down with guilt, and saw no hope. A friend of mine had told me about CR, and I went to one in Richardson, but I was too afraid to trust anyone, and I really didn't want to look at myself. Bonner, the young man I had prayed for, met a guy named T.A., an intern at Watermark. He had become a believer and gotten plugged in at Watermark. Then Bonner invited my son, and my son invited my wife. My wife started to invite me and kept on. Every Sunday, would I like to go to church? To which I would answer no. After a few months, I broke down and went. I get to church and it's great. There's so many people I thought I'll never see any of them twice. I'm not filling out any paperwork, so no one will call or be knocking at the door. I think I can do this every 3 or 4 months or so. Then I sat down and began to listen to Todd, one of the pastors. He was talking about community and said something like, if anyone wants to become a part of this community, they would help them get plugged in. If you needed time or space, then that was okay too. When I left that morning, I didn't want to come back, so I was taking the time or space option. But God had made a connection to me through Todd, his teaching. I did not want to come back, but I couldn't wait to get back. I didn't want to be there, but I didn't want to miss what God was saying. Every Sunday morning, I would wrestle with myself about going. Sometimes I would go and sometimes I wouldn't. Eventually, I would catch myself having to be there. I got up at 5 o'clock in Louisiana, would drive back so I could be here at 10:45 to go to the service on Sunday morning. What was wrong with me? Why am I doing this? I had no clue. One Sunday morning, Todd talked about CR, and I knew I was supposed to go. Picked up some information in the foyer, and the next night I went. I came with nothing. At this point, I did not even have hope. I made a commitment to myself that I would see this through. The only thing I had to bring was 46 years of pain and emptiness. You couldn't squeeze a tear out of me if you depended on it. I walked in with a heart hard as granite. Sat down in the second row from the back in an aisle seat close to the sound booth. That's pretty much where I That's pretty much where I sat and met with God on Monday nights for the next 16 months. Jesus let me know that He was here. He brought verses to my mind that helped to ease my tension. Jack, have faith of a child because I am here with you. I understood I was not alone. God was with me. I went to the newcomers group, foundations, and the open group for 2 months. I did not utter a word. I was put into a group with Eric Benmanek and Todd Ansa as the leaders. I still did not talk for more than 3 months. They would ask, but I would pass. I know most of the guys thought I was not going to make it, but I was answering the questions and thinking about the things God was teaching me through CR. I just was not talking. Guys in my group were getting real, and God used that to help me see where I was and to encourage me and to let me see I wasn't alone. Most of all, it gave me hope. Someone would share about how they dealt with depression, then help me think about how to deal with mine. Another guy in the group would share how he did not struggle with something well after he'd struggled well with it for a month. And what he thought of as defeat, I thought of as success. He's thinking, I only made a month. I'm thinking, he made it a month. It's great. At that time, I'd only made it 3 hours without getting angry. I was encouraged all the time by the guys in my group. My life was changing, even working through the first 3 steps. I began to understand how much Jesus loves me. I mattered to God. The more I understood this, the more I understand how to pray and relate to God. My perspective on life was changing. I was getting a foundation to understand life. I was beginning to understand what God was saying in the Bible. As our group was beginning step 4, I was already moving out of from under some of the confusion I had lived with for years. I began to move into step 4, making a search, make a searching and fearless moral inventory of myself. I started writing, and I was a bit overwhelmed by my list at first, freed by the results, though. I saw how I lived my life. I would not forgive people in the past. I did not deal with problems well. I was trying to make people happy as if it was my responsibility. I was able to see where some of the frustration and anger was coming from. For the first time, I was able to share some about my life, how others had hurt me, how I'd hurt others in my life. God helped me through those next steps. When I came to step 9, where we make amends, I had no idea how to approach it. I began to pray and ask God what to say, especially with my family. They had been to enough of my family meetings to know I was a lot of talk and not much action about family relationship problems. God answered my prayers, and I was able to approach and talk to people. My youngest son just asked me why I was going to CR. And I was able to tell him, and I was able to ask for his forgiveness and to let him know I would be making things right with him. I was able to talk with my older son, ask his forgiveness also. With my wife, it was a little different. After 25 years of, I'm going to be different, I'm going to change, I could not say that again. So I just told her I was sorry and wanted her forgiveness. I told her what I was dealing with. I was praying for change in that area of my life, and I let God change me. I had allowed my anger to rob my family of a lot over the years. My family can forgive me in a moment or after they work through it some. But my amends, I'll get to do for the rest of my life. CR was finishing up, and it was the last night. I came in and sat in the same spot where I had met with God on Monday nights for a little over a year and a half. The music started, and I began to cry because I understood the miracle and the gift God had given me. I couldn't stop the tears. God had changed my hard heart. Emptiness was gone. The anger and meanness were gone. God gave me joy and peace for the first time in my life. And I have hope, and I know I matter to God. I still have pain, but He helps me deal with that day to day. I have a new relationship with my family, and I'm blessed. It's been 6 years since I started CR. God has been faithful every day to walk with me and help me through life. If this is your first time coming, I want to just thank you for coming. Going through CR is really a good thing. The proof of it will happen after you finish CR. And you get to live life, and God changes you over the year to year as you walk with Him. It's really no mistake you're here tonight. I can really speak for men more than I can say for women. It's a tough life being a guy. It's tough being a father. And the way to do it is to walk with Christ. So the result for me is my family's healed. And I tell a story of how we had a hall about 8 feet in our house. And if my older son was coming from one end and I was coming from the other, we wouldn't say anything, and we would just move as far away as we could to pass each other in the hall. Now, he calls me and gets all excited about telling me about how his car gets great gas mileage. And then our family's been through some things, especially the last year. And we wouldn't have made those without Christ. Thanks for listening.